Well, here in Unity, we do have an inspirational magazine for each day of the year, and it's called Daily Word, and I will have Tim come up and read Daily Word for us.
Thank you, Reverend Sandy. Yeah. Today, Sunday, April 16th, 2023, the word for today is world peace. I live my vision for a peaceful world. To bring about peace in the world, I begin by paying attention to my first reaction when I feel I have been treated unjustly. I do not deny my feelings, but neither do I allow anger, envy, or other negative feelings to take control of my response. I feel my feelings, but I remain committed to living the truth I know. Regardless of behavior, every person is a divine being, a living expression of God. I call upon my divine faculties of love, faith, and strength to guide my next steps. No matter how another person responds, I remain centered in God. My efforts make a difference. Peace between individuals creates peace within families, in communities, and among the nations of the world. And the affirmation is, the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever. Isaiah 32:17.
Thanks, Tim, for sharing Daily Word for today. And so as we've listened to these inspiring words, I just invite you now to join with me in moving into a time of mindfulness, what we call prayer, meditation, in whatever way works well for you. And so for those of you here who are here in the room, if you care to close your eyes, to relax, to set both feet on the floor, to reconnect to planet Earth, to the flow of the divine nature of God. And for those of you at home also, to relax wherever you are. And so I'll begin by toning our singing bowl. And as I do so, be aware of how the energetic vibration touches your body, how you feel it in your physical body, and also how you feel it in your spiritual knowingness. Let it roll over you and through you, and be in the space of the heart chakra that this toning bowl vibrates at. And so I invite you to breathe, knowing that this is a gift we each give to ourselves, this time apart. And recognizing that in our material world, we are often distracted by things and outer circumstances. And we forget to allow ourselves to re-engage in the heart of our being, in that which is sensory, in that which is a breath of life, in that which is the presence of the flow of God, natural, ever ongoing. So I invite you to continue breathing and allowing, and just recognizing whatever weight you may be carrying on your shoulder, just brush it off and recenter. For in this moment, in this now moment, we are connecting in to the oneness of spirit. And it transcends all the thoughts that run through our minds. It allows us that respite from the busyness of our material world in order to be embraced and immersed in that which is pure beingness, that which is the light and the love of spirit, of God, of the natural flow of our universe. And so we breathe and we recognize that this is the breath of life, the breath of God moving through us. And we focus on that breath, allowing it to regenerate and renew every cell in our body, knowing that that breath brings light, it brings healing, love. We allow it to move down through the center of our being, our solar plexus. We allow it to move down through our legs and out into Mother Earth. And then we breathe up again. And allow it to flow out our arms, recognizing that this creates the cross that I spoke of last week at Easter, that is representative of the material world and the spiritual world, and where it connects in the very heart of our being. It is a symbol that is ageless and goes far back beyond Christianity, and is a sacred and a spiritual symbol that we can hold in our consciousness, recognizing the heart of our being is at the very center of that. And so we allow ourselves to breathe into that fully and completely. And as we exhale, we release and let go anything that impedes the smooth flow of infinite spirit. Any thoughts that distract us, any worries or fears or concerns, for they are just thoughts. And though we place such permanence on our thinking and our thoughts, in reality, what is infinite and perpetual is only spirit, light, love, grace, wisdom. So we allow ourselves to just be in that experience, not figuring it out, not having to know or understand, but to recognize in the depth of our being that similar resonance of oneness, like attracting like. One of the principles of our spiritual universe. We resonate at that energetic level of wholeness, of grace, of forgiveness, of love. And as we feel this experience, as we just immerse ourselves in this energy, we rest for a moment in silence, allowing this natural flow of pure essence to renew and bless and heal and uplift. And we open ourselves now in the silence. And as we have allowed ourselves to receive, as we have been infilled and blessed, we now let that light and that presence shine forth to touch the hearts of those around us, our family, our friends, our communities, and out into our world. And so we take this moment to surround our prayer box in light. And as we do so, we know the power of the breath, of the spoken word that manifests forth. And so we speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time, and we hold our prayer box in that light of healing also. Karen and Bob, Richard and Jolene, Sue Ann, Mary Lou and Jim, Teresa, Wanda, Warren and Joyce, Vicki and Evan, Bill, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our community of Michiana, out into our world leaders. We send this light and this love in the fullest intention of wholeness and oneness, peace over all. We say thank you, God. Amen.
I will release any fear that blocks my way. Every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am stronger every moment, every day. My mind is willing and my heart is open. Trust my instincts and let spirit be my guide. About to live a life that's real and true and free, as I continue walking in this mystery.